flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're in New Orleans on Radio Row. It's 3 o'clock on a Tuesday, and you know that means Tuesdays with Elliot. Elliot Shore Products brought to you by Groundworks Tech. Your wet basement, drywall cracks, or the nasty smells coming from your crawl space by booking a free inspection at groundworks.com. Elliot, how you feeling? Elliot.
Well, I tell you.
Elliot, are you getting a scoop? Because you haven't had one scoop all year. Are you getting a scoop?
So, Elliot.
Are you booking a restaurant? Because you screwed that up, too.
But here.
Oh, there he is.
He was doing important stuff. I said, listen, he was actually trying to do something for the city.
He left you hanging.
Which I appreciate. I guess he'll be able to explain it himself.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where have you been?
So, I was trying to get one of Jalen Hurts' biggest critics to talk about him, but unfortunately that didn't end up happening, so I had to come over here.
I'm right here, buddy.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. I'm going to talk about two of them, but I also feel like my timing's off. Weren't we?
What's Tuesday's
adjustment? Oh, yes. We said 3 to 5, but that's my bad.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you have text messages?
Because
I'm happy to blame him.
If we're gonna nitpick people's timing and reservations and all that,
I'm willing to blame him.
Right. I'll have to look at the text message. You proved me wrong with the text message yesterday. So you know,
I did.
You did. You got me. I was wrong about that. I'll admit when I'm wrong.
Yeah. Well, it takes a lot. Yeah.
You need visual.
Weeks and weeks.
We need an independent arbitrator, everything.
That's why you need to be held accountable, because you will not hold yourself accountable. Elliot, let me ask you this. And I know, because I complained about Media Night. I tweeted about it earlier. It was stupid. And I wondered if maybe people at home enjoyed it. Apparently nobody at home enjoyed it.
That's what I've heard, too. It's not a good TV product either.
Yeah, they got to do something different than that. I don't think it's good for the fans. I don't think it's good for the media. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's good for the players. I think, you know, those guys, this is such a big week for them. And I think the ones who have been there, the ones who have not been there, I think there's a lot of insight to be gained. And this time, when you actually get to talk to them the first time, is a big one. Mm-hmm. And I can appreciate the NFL wanting to make it seem big and give the fans a window into it, but it's almost like, I almost wonder if it would be better, and I know the media would complain, is pick 10 great media.
Yeah.
Put them on stage, 2 from each city, 2 national, 2 independent, something like that. And that way we can all watch it and we can hear everything everybody says. You can't hear the questions. You know what I mean?
So I think there's a couple things. And I've been to, I think, 6 of those now. So that was the worst one by far. Worst meeting that I've ever been to. I think the location didn't help. I feel like if they spread it out more, it would be a little bit better. But to your point about how the fans at home can enjoy it, because let's be real, that's the majority of the fans. Yep. And honestly, the fans in the stadium as well. And it always blows my mind how many fans come to that event. But there was a fair amount of Eagles fans there. There was some Eagles chants. So I think what they should do is, if a guy's at a podium, then the person asking the question has to ask his question into a mic, because nobody can hear what anybody's saying. So if you put Jalen on stage for 15 minutes instead of a full hour, maybe he gets fewer questions, but at least everybody can hear what is being asked. Like, I just don't know what the enjoyable part is. If you're watching, you can't even hear the question. Like, you can hear the reaction, but you don't often know, like, what they were even asked.
Well, why would you have Nick talk, Jalen talk, Saquon talk all at the same time?
I agree. Yeah.
Lori and Howie.
And for an hour. Like, that's a long time for them to be up there taking questions.
It was an hour?
They were up there for a full hour, yeah. So
wow.
I think if you cut that down to 20 minutes, they're not talking as long, but then at least I think it's a better product for everybody.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is I actually think the best stuff you could get from players were the players that weren't on the nobody got to see and hear that
right.
nationally, but the players that you could actually just walk up to and have a conversation with. You know, Cam Jurgens was just standing there.
Yeah, I mean, I do think, too, it does give a chance for the players to show their personality in a way they don't often get. Yeah. Like, Chauncey is certainly a guy that shows his personality, but Chauncey very rarely talks to the media. He doesn't really talk after games. So last night, for a full hour, he was available. And, you know, you see some of the clips of him, you know, eating a W cookie with Jameis, talking about how he'll put his Super Bowl ring on his ring finger because he's married to the game. Like, there was just...
I love it. I was doubtful of CJ. GJ's one of my favorite Eagles.
Yeah, he's married
to the game.
He has definitely added exactly what they hoped he would add.
Absolutely.
Too, right?
Well, both of you guys, all three of you guys are a bunch of stick in the muds.
What does that mean?
And you were there for 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
Yeah, I was there, yeah.
You certainly must have enjoyed it, so I'd expect you to give me a little bit more of the why it was enjoyable last night.
Well,
even if these two...
No, keep going.
Stick in the muds, didn't enjoy it last night.
Right.
It's a week where there's nothing else really going on. Mm-hmm. So you're hoping you hear something or you see something. But for football fans, you know, it's an opportunity for them just to see what's going on with the two teams that's down at the Super Bowl.
So I think
that's what it is.
So
for the fans that come. This is just all a part of the whole experience of the week.
Mm-hmm.
They were there. The Eagles are out there. The Chiefs are out there. You know, to get a chance to be in the building with Patrick Mahomes and Saquon Barkley and all those guys, even if I don't get to talk to them or get a picture with them, I still get a chance to see them.
So what I think last night lacked
as a fan, all the kids and stuff that were there.
Yeah. Like, it's not an event meant to gather information or ask real questions, right? And what I actually, and I'll be curious for your guys' perspective. I am curious.
Curious Georgia.
Exactly. There just wasn't enough wacky stuff last night. There was not much. There was one guy dressed as a genie, which was, I guess, like kind of crazy.
Yeah, but that was like Cooper Manning. It wasn't even.
Well, no. Cooper Manning was dressed as a conductor or something like that.
Okay.
There was another guy whose whole body was painted blue. But I think if you're going to your point, Ike, if you're going to just make it about having fun, then I mean, why are all the writers there and stuff? Like, then they just make it an event where it's
all got paid to come down here.
a good observation from former WIP afternoon host Josh Innes, who tweeted at me. He said the only value is when people do wacky stuff, and now when you do wacky stuff, the actual NFL journalists get mad that the wacky people are.
Yeah, that's why.
But
here's the thing: we the actual NFL journalists.
Oh,
shut up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just came from some press conferences. I'm happy to talk about.
When was the last time
football.
You wrote something?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I just got a few tweets off. So.
Okay.
I just
he's a video guy
a
now.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Have you seen the videos, the walking videos?
Oh, I've
I'm a content creator.
Yes.
Yeah. I just did one of Radio Row. If you want to check me out on Threads, Blue Sky, Instagram.
Did you see the Threads?
Oh, I did. Don't worry. Yeah.
Stop in. The biggest user.
Wow, now I forget what it was. Oh, Jalen talked today for 45 minutes. I think he talks on Friday for 45 minutes. He might even talk tomorrow. So last night, we don't need Jalen on football stuff.
Well, we should
night.
Make it just about the wacky guys.
Yes,
about the fans.
Right.
And a little less about the quote-unquote real.
Well, because also, let's be honest, most of the congestion was because of the quote-unquote real media.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just all of us walking around into each other trying to ask questions.
Yeah.
It's still a fun event. You're right, Ike. I think that it's a good way to kick off Super Bowl week. It's cool for the fans that are there. But it hasn't translated to TV well, and I think it's lost a little bit of its luster as a fun event. It's not really fun anymore.
Well, that's what the NFL is guilty of, being greedy.
Yes.
I mean, that's all that really
right.
is, trying to make it a televised event.
Yep. Well, because they want to throw their sponsor on
it. Yep, of course. Yes. It's all big bucks. Man, we understand that. And from the players – now – even with Alshon, I understand Alshon certainly hated doing the whole media thing.
Legend.
I think there are, for players, it's a good benefit because what else are they going to be doing right now? They got to be down here the entire week. It gives them a chance to let their hair down. They know all the questions aren't real pressing questions. A lot of the stuff is fun questions, and they get to sit up there and do it. I think the players kind of enjoy it. Most players do enjoy it.
I think most of the players enjoy it. I agree with that, but I would guess Jalen.
Well,
you know, he has to talk all the time.
He doesn't enjoy.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Right,
he doesn't enjoy anything. Yeah.
Right, but Keely Ringo was playing. I think it was. Or no, it was Jalix Hunt was playing Madden last night.
Yeah.
How is it different from when you were there in 2004?
Oh, dude, that. I mean, even all three of the Super Bowls that I've gone to since I retired, it was nothing like when I played.
Oh, really?
Wasn't yours in the stadium? In the Jags stadium?
Yeah, it was in the stadium.
And there were no fans there.
No fans. Yeah. Strictly media, other than if you got a press credential, somehow you got through there. That's where the Frank Caliendos and all those guys sort of got in there. It was kind of gray sky, about 45 degrees.
Yeah, I remember seeing some of the videos.
It wasn't hot or anything, even though I had sunglasses on.
Sure, had to. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And you really just did a bunch of interviews.
And that's when it was media day.
Yeah, it was media day.
It was media day.
Yeah, it was not an event. But when I was growing up and we were watching Super Bowls, I enjoyed seeing the highlights of the players on media day.
Yeah.
You know, Deion Sanders, when he played in the Super Bowl, he was a guy that could sit there and hold court for an hour talking. Shannon Sharp was a big talker at the Super Bowl.
They almost just have to decide.
They're
trying to be everything to everyone.
Right. Yeah.
They got to decide, who is this for and how do we make it best for those people?
Yeah, who are they targeting?
Yeah.
I also just thought, maybe this is nitpicky, but the venue was not either. Like, I've been at ones in basketball arenas where everyone's closer to it. It doesn't feel as empty. I mean, that's a 70,000-person stadium.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, there was probably, I don't know, 10,000 people there last night.
Yeah.
Like, you put that in the Pelicans arena right across the street.
Right.
It's not as crowded. Everyone feels closer. So it felt like they just logistically messed it up.
Yeah. So a few good nuggets, and this is the WIP Afternoon Show. This is the first time you're listening to us. Ike Reese right there. I'm Spike Eskin, along with Jack Britz and Elliot Short Parks. Joins us every Tuesday at 3 o'clock. We are in New Orleans.
Or 2 o'clock, depending on the time zone.
Well, I'm talking to people in Philadelphia.
Okay. Right,
yeah. A couple of big nuggets. One, now the dome question was you to Jeffrey.
Yeah, the
right?
Real NFL media.
Yeah, to Jeffrey. Don't worry, you get some points out of that.
That's what I do it for.
So Jeffrey's question, so Elliot asked Jeffrey, why don't you explain exactly what you asked and exactly his response?
Yeah, so Jeffrey was asked about kind of the South Philly complex and just talked about the link and, you know, the future of it. And so I asked, you know, a lot of teams in the Northeast have to decide if they want to put a dome or not. Buffalo, MetLife didn't do it. So I asked him if he would put a dome on the stadium.
Now, is it about putting a dome on this stadium? It would be a new stadium.
I think it would be a new stadium.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And he gave a sort of a both sides answer, it seemed like.
Yeah, it was a both sides answer, but I think it was pretty clear where he's headed with this.
Well, because his point was, if you want to host a Super Bowl,
yes.
If you want to host Final Four,
yep.
you need a dome.
Well, another part of it, too, is just in terms of creating revenue more times out of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, when there's a ceiling on the stadium, you can hold events in the winter, whereas you can't do that, obviously, if otherwise. So,
well, they have a big building that 300 days out of the year, nothing's being done.
Exactly. So I've always said this, and I think last night just reaffirmed it, they're definitely putting a dome on the link. Now, it could be a retractable roof. It could be something where fresh air gets in so you still feel the cold. But they will make it so that they can hold events there year-round, including the Super Bowl, like boxing matches, Final Four, like that type of stuff.
Yeah, I think that is – I understand, and I'm not being a hater. I think it's a massive mistake.
I disagree.
And I think it's a massive mistake because, first of all, putting your football team in a dome creates a disadvantage when you're on the road. Dome teams that play their home games in perfect conditions all the time are just simply less prepared to play in other conditions. I like when the Rams – now, the Rams played well, but I like when a Los Angeles team has to come here and play in cold weather or in snow. Now, snow's not perfect, but I know that – I feel like our team has – even if it's a slight advantage, an advantage.
Yes.
I like when Florida team has to come here, and I don't like when we're on the road – when you go, oh, that's a dome team on the road. And it's not every team, but it does happen. And the other things are, I think football is special in that weather doesn't cancel the game. And I know it ruins it sometimes, but I would say if you charted the number of times that we got interesting results, cold games that end up interesting, storylines, and chart that against we got a bad game because it rained too much, I think your column A with the good results would be way above column B.
So I think there's two ways to look at this. First is just the money part of it. Like, all those things are nice.
I understand,
you know,
the
but
money
ultimately,
part of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So while all those things and the reasons for why, yes, look, the snowball was unbelievable. Like, a top five game I remember covering was the Shady game, like the first snowball, right?
Yeah.
So I agree. Snow games are awesome. But
it also creates an advantage.
What about the
advantage?
Fall bowl? Well, man, these games have personality.
Yes.
Yep.
I mean, listen.
But it's going away, though.
Listen, you worry about your hair too much.
Yes.
You
know, yeah. You're soft.
Trust me, I put enough gel in there. I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, you worry about being comfortable too much. You know, football is about character, man.
Yes.
And when it's 20 degrees outside and it's going to be a late snow or that chill in the air, it makes our fans – I think, a little more ornery when they come to the game.
Well, that's because they get a little bit more lubed up.
Yeah, of course.
Eagles fans,
saying, yes.
Eagles fans would be better in a dome than they
would. No, they would.
I don't know what to tell you. No. Domes are so much louder, and the Eagles fans
are. Do it like Seattle, where you cheat and make it louder.
I've been to Seattle. It's not that loud. Like, the domes are the ones that are actually the loudest ones to play in. If you put Eagles fans, 70,000 Eagles fans in a dome, it would be the best home field advantage in the NFL,
dude,
bar none.
I don't care about how loud it is.
But that matters when you're talking about the game.
First of all, when they put this dome in here, believe me, the more stadiums they put up, the less, less Eagle fan that we're accustomed to seeing at games are going to be at games.
More pampered.
Exactly.
Yeah, like you, Elliot.
You're going to get the fan that comes and, you know, they want to clap.
Yeah.
You know,
they just caviar.
They tell you to sit down.
Yeah, it's because the seat prices are going up. Yeah. I think you're going to pay for that.
Well, whether there's a roof or not, the seats are going to be expensive in the stadium. But regardless, you're thinking about home field advantage. Mm-hmm. More and more stadiums are going to be domes. Like, within 15 years, there will be how many stadiums in the league that won't have a roof on? Like, there won't be many. So this thing about home field advantage, playing in the cold, pretty soon they'll all be inside. And also, I think when you're playing in a stadium without weather, you get better football from your team. If you're a true fan of watching players be their best, then you want to see them in a dome.
You want to see
Saquon.
It sets Northeast football apart.
They're getting greedy, and they're going to ruin it.
It's a man sport.
It'll be a man sport inside, too.
I could play football in a dome.
So I actually think it's harder in some ways to play in a dome than it is in elements.
No, it's not.
I think so.
What'd you
just say? Because I think it's harder to play football in a dome than it is in elements.
Yeah, that just goes exactly against what you did.
No, what I'm saying is players can be the best version of themselves when they don't have to deal with the elements, right? When I go to see an NFL game, I go to see the guys be at their best. Like, if you think weather adds element, let's, like, sprinkle water at NBA games.
Do you think anybody who was at the Snowball against Detroit or the playoff game against the Rams, and if you said you could get that – excuse me.
You this get, tough guy over here wants
to – You can cough on me.
I coughed into my hand.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way. You're already sick. Trust me, I can't get you any sicker. If you had asked any of those fans who were there.
I was in the bourbon tree one time.
Yeah, I know.
I'm done.
Yep. Yes. You said.
I'm happy you're done. I'm
if
done.
You said to those fans, hey, you could go to that game again, but it doesn't have snow, and the players would play a little bit better. How many people do you think would say, I would rather there wasn't snow at that
game?
I
agree with you on that.
Okay.
But that is two games in what? 12 years?
Yes, and the
so
other
all
games
those other 8,800 games. No, but they're a better product. Like, the Eagles, I want to see Saquon, A.J., and Devontae play in a good surface, in a good environment where they can be the best version of themselves. And you say it's
a surface. Natural grass is not in the dome, right?
No.
No. So they have to figure that part out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But to the point about getting the best version of the team, you view it as a home field advantage. If I'm a Rams fan, I'm furious about the fact that all their work that season, all the time they put in, it snows, and now they're at a disadvantage.
That's not fair.
Grow up is not a real response. Like, that is not fair to them. If I'm the Eagles,
it's called home field advantage.
Yeah.
But then why do they play the Super Bowl in a dome?
Well, because most of the fans that are coming here to the Super Bowl aren't the fans.
They didn't play.
I mean, in a warm weather environment.
In a warm weather environment.
Because you don't want the game impacted. I don't want weather to impact the game.
Because they also want the cities that are hosting these games to have the ability to enjoy the fruits of having a Super Bowl there. If you go somewhere where the weather may be down, you may not get as many people to want to go to Minneapolis.
I was going to say, Minnesota.
Yeah, exactly. You may not get as many people.
Minnesota,
so they try to have it in areas like Florida or California or places. I'm okay with other domes around the league. Quite frankly, I just don't want one in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm.
And I get this is how it'll go. Ready? Everybody will say no dome. This is the worst. Blah blah blah. And then the dome will be built, and people
and we'll
will go see it.
Well,
and it'll be loud, and it'll be like, this is the best thing that's ever happened.
We'll lose our edge.
No, yeah. I think you'll gain the edge.
Nah.
It'll be a better home field environment with the dome.
By the way, 215-592-9494. When the Eagles build a new stadium, should it be a dome?
Yes.
The other thing I would say is that the NFL is the biggest sport in America.
Yes,
for sure, and. You know, they've been growing and growing and growing and growing. There does come a point where when you decide that your optimization is revenue, 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 you will affect the product. And there will be a point where they sterilize football so much that they will take away something that people like about it, and then that will be the beginning of a downturn. And I think one of the special things about football is that it is played in weather sometimes.
Yep.
And I don't think you can take that away.
Yeah, so I you are giving something up. I'll acknowledge that, right? When you make a change to, let's just say all the stadiums are domes. Like, yes, you're giving something up. I agree with that. But what you're gaining is a better product on the field, and you're gaining, I think, a better home field advantage when you're in the stadium from experience. It'll be louder. It'll be more enjoyable in that dome. You're right. Like, the snow games, the cold games, it does add something that they will lose. But I think you're gaining more than you're losing.
As a writer, don't you want to write about the scenery?
See, no, he doesn't write, though.
I will say the snow videos do well on
that. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I do.
Don't
I will
you
miss
do
that.
That?
Yeah. Yep. Trust me, I was tweeting about the weather nonstop.
I know.
Oh, believe me, I saw it.
I know, right?
Yeah. I know.
Meteorologist Elliot.
Exactly right.
You almost broke Ike that week.
I'm like,
and who would have thought it was weather that did it, you know?
Yes.
But no, yeah, I agree. I'll miss doing that. But ultimately, it's I've been in the new domes around the league, and they're way better.
215-592-9494. Mike in Cherry Hill, you're on WIP.
Yo, Mike, Spike, and oh my God, I'm not forgetting Fritz, but Elliot, you drive me up a little.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. He has that effect on you.
Yeah, why don't you tell him why, Mike?
Why are you not excited about the dome?
I'm going to tell you why, all right? I heard Ike telling you that's what's called home field advantage. Were you just saying that the Rams are upset because they came here and it snowed?
Yeah, well, they should be upset.
What?
I'd be mad if
the
I was
Eagles
a Rams fan.
The Eagles played when it snowed. What about when we go there and it's 95 degrees, 100 degrees in September?
Yeah, Elliot.
Well, what do you think's harder to play in, heat or freezing rain and snow?
Actually, I would say heat.
That all depends.
Also, it's air-conditioned.
It could be 35, 40 degrees snowing. That's not that cold, bro.
Well, let me ask you something, right? So
you just say bruh?
Yep.
Yeah, I think you gave him a bra.
Let's just say for anyone else's job, right? You do it the same way all the time. You go in, right? And then one day you show up and there's just, it's snowing, right? Like, that's not fair. So if I'm a Rams player, I've worked all year. I play in regular environment. They don't play in 100 degree heat. And now all of a sudden, the biggest game of the year, they have to deal with elements. Like, there's an element of unfairness to that. We all agree to give the Eagles an advantage.
This isn't Pop Warner. We keep talking about unfairness.
Yeah.
You would feel differently.
Orange slices.
Hold on. You would feel
trophies for everyone.
I'm a listener of the station. I'm an electrician. I work out in the cold and all that. You know what?
Yeah, exactly. What do you got to say about that, Elliot?
Yeah. Right, and you know what? For you, I wish you didn't have to do that. I wish you didn't have to. And there is a way where the
boy likes his job.
I make a decent living.
I'm sure you're – no, I'm saying in the element.
Probably makes more than you.
I'm sure he does. Yeah. But I'm saying you have to work in the cold. That's part of your job, right? If there was a way for you to do that – there was a Hold on. If there was a way for you to do your job in better weather, would you rather do that?
This is awesome.
All right. We're
So Fran, was his phone like that, or
no? I don't think it's his
earlier
phone.
Today they had.
Okay,
yeah, I think it's the internet.
But to his point, if he had an ability to do his job in better conditions, I'm sure he would pick that.
Sure.
This is the only way I would accept it. If they build a retractable dome and agree to, unless there's lightning and something dangerous, they leave the dome open, and then when they want events like Super Bowls.
Right.
Final four.
That's so silly. We're gonna put a roof in there just so the crowd that like weather has
We're gonna put a roof in there for all the money reasons you want to put.
I'm saying a retractable roof. We're gonna put a retractable roof there. So what if it's raining? We're gonna open the roof.
Yeah. No, it's always open.
I would leave
unless,
it open. Yeah.
What about snow?
No.
Yes.
What part don't just you understand?
Well, then then what's the point of the?
I just said it. You're not. You're so busy thinking about your next tweet.
No.
The reason I
have
said
my
it.
Next tweet scheduled.
Okay.
Don't worry.
The reason that you
and
do
threats.
It is all of the money that you're talking about by having events on non-football days you can do with a dome.
Yes.
But leave the football the way the football.
If there's 10 inches of snow coming, that needs to happen. In the field.
Yes.
I think that's silly. I would rather have them play in a good environment each week where they can be the best version of themselves. And to put a retractable roof in is basically just being bullied into like this antiquated way of viewing football.
But
football is only
it's actually taking the people who love the game into consideration.
Real football guys.
I disagree.
Dude, imagine a roof at Lambeau.
Oh.
I got news for you. I'm sure there will be a roof at Lambeau.
There's a 0%
chance. Never going to be a roof at Lambeau.
Okay, so, people said that about
the First of all, they don't have any other events to host there.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they would if they had
They have tractor poles. All that kind of stuff.
So, by the way, when we were at breakfast this morning, Elliot, unprompted, asked me, the dumb quote was the quote of the night, right?
I mean,
he's looking for a friendly question.
Yeah.
All right. More with Elliot.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, yeah.
It's a funny anecdote.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
guys always listen for content.
Yeah. Yeah. Way, I'm happy at number three on the insider list. I've landed in my safe spot.
By the way, there is no – you know, I have that thing that you say, NFA, is when you're talking to somebody off air, you say it's not for air. You could tattoo NFA on Jack's forehead. It doesn't matter. It's always for on the air.
If I think it's funny, it will be brought up.
All right, coming up next with Elliot, we will talk about the Eagles offensive coordinator. We will talk about if there's any injury updates. Also, I have a very big Jalen Knight question for Jalen question for Elliot.
Oh.
Your calls as well, 215 on any of these topics, 215-592-9494. We're at Radio Row in New Orleans. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ice Spike and Fritz.